Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy discusses the Eightfold Path.
Welcome. In this episode, I'd like to introduce the topic of the Eightfold Path. The Eightfold Path is one of the early teachings the Buddha gave after his enlightenment, and after he talked about the notion of suffering, the causes of suffering, and the possibility of diminishing or overcoming those causes, and thereby achieving a fulfilling and happy life. It's obvious that Buddhist teachings, they're filled with lists, the three this, the four that, the seven that. This list today is the Eightfold Path. You could consider these eight kind of guidelines for living in accordance with the Dharma, guidelines for how to comport yourself, how to relate to one another, how to be in the world in a way that's more wise, more skillful, more accurate. Therefore, these eight steps are sometimes referred to as right. They're right things to do. On the one hand, they're very simple, the kind of things your grandmother might tell you to do to be a decent human being. On the other hand, they really spell out the various aspects of what we're doing to kind of bring them into harmony or synchronize what happens between our thoughts, our emotions, and our habits and actions. So seeing that as a unified system gives us something always to work with, because we're always thinking, we're always relating, we're always doing things. So this is saying, okay, we can work with all of those, and perhaps these eight steps can help us or remind us to touch back in. In ordinary situations, you could ask yourself, what is my view? And how am I responding to what I see through my words or through my actions? There are some variations, but usually the eight steps, the eight folds of this path are the following: right view, right resolve, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. The Eightfold Path is about thorough training, thoroughly training our mental state, physical state, psychological state, and in terms of working with others, thoroughly training through this eightfold system. The first of the eight is right view. The idea of right view does not refer to this is the right way to view things. It's more about cultivating clearer seeing, more accurate understanding, clear observation of the world and its joys and its sorrows. You're cultivating the ability to see for yourself, to be curious, and to look deeply into the nature of your experience and the nature of reality. The second of the eight is right resolve. Having seen clearly what's going on, you develop the resolve to do something about it. You're not caught in confusion because your understanding is deepening. So the clarity of that understanding strengthens your resolve. So the first two work very powerfully together. So much depends on our view, on taking the time to understand and then acting from understanding rather than from reactivity or impulse. View is always emphasized in the Buddhist teachings. It's surprising and shocking how much we're captivated by our fixed views of things, which gets us into all sorts of trouble, and how we're motivated by clarity of view to do all sorts of good. The third is right speech. This is very straightforward. There's tremendous emphasis on speech and words and valuing proper use of language, from simple things such as not lying or sowing discord, to the value of words to point to true experiences, to clarify, to connect, to join us with one another. Simply, right speech is mindful speech. It's not just blurting out whatever comes into your mind. It's not hesitating to use words you know are there and can apply. So basically, this is a guideline to pay attention to your speech. You could think of these are 8 things to pay attention to. Pay attention to your view of things. Pay attention to how you resolve to deal with what you've seen. How do you work with what you've seen? And then pay attention to your use of words and how you manifest altogether through your speech, your behavior, your emotions, how you carry yourself, your dignity, and your decorum. So the fourth is action. Pay attention to your actions. This is very simple. Paying attention to your action does not mean beating yourself up about actions, but just paying attention. So many of our actions that get us in trouble aren't from them being bad. It's that we're not paying attention to what we're doing. And then we find ourselves in trouble before we even know what's happened. The fifth is livelihood. It's about paying attention to how we make a living. Is our approach to work ethical, and does our work benefit? The sixth aspect of the Eightfold Path is right effort. Everything we do takes effort, and we actually spend a lot of effort on useless or even harmful things. So the point of right effort is to work with ourselves, to work with our thoughts, to work with our speech, to work with our actions, is to apply ourselves to developing greater skill and greater energy in our actions and in our interactions. And also to do the work to let go of wasted effort that leads nowhere or causes harm. The seventh and eighth of the Eightfold Path are both about mindfulness and awareness. Personally, I think these are the keys to the whole thing. The seventh, right mindfulness, is about cultivating mindfulness in whatever we're doing, in our work, in our speech, in our livelihood, in our view, in our body, in our emotions, in our thoughts and feelings. Applying mindfulness, that simple step changes the quality of pretty much everything we do. So mindfulness, it is the ultimate kindness to give mindful attention to whomever and whatever we encounter. And last but not least is right concentration. It is holding all these points of the Eightfold Path in mind, holding your attention, being able to focus your mind, to tame your mind. It is about overcoming distraction. That is, to cultivate any of these, we have to train ourselves to be on the dot, connected with our life, connected with our actions, connected with our speech. So these are all reminders. They're not about reward and punishment. They're not about being good or about being bad. They're simply suggestions that we can explore ourselves and see for ourselves how it might change our way of being, our personal experience, and how we go about our life altogether. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.